Auckland has cracked a vaccination milestone. 81% of the eligible population has had one dose of Pfizer. And there's the push this weekend to get even more jabbed. The carrot is a possible alert level shift when Cabinet meets on October the 4th, with Te Pirimia Jacinda Ardern hinting the chances could be better if the super city hits 90% with a single dose of Pfizer. But Māori and Pacifica are way behind. Ko Taku Manuhiri in INA, called Dr. Anthony Jordan, from the Northern Regional Health Coordination Centre Vaccination Programme. Kia ora, Anthony.
Tēnā koe, Lisa.
So 81% for Auckland announced today, but what's the comparison? How are Māori and Pacifica doing?
Well, we know that their uptake is not as good, and so that's part of the problem with just using averages. Actually, for us, it's about making sure that everyone receives that high level of protection. So nationally, you know, our first dose for Māori is about just over 300,000 and for Pacifica approaching 200,000. So still more work to do there for us.
But as a percentage, can you give us a comparison for Auckland? Because we've just been told today, across the board in Auckland, 81% vaccinated. But what does that percentage look like right now for Pacifica and Māori?
So our numbers are calculated every evening, so we just need to wait until those numbers are finished. A number of our sites are still open, so our percentage increase will be worked out hopefully by this evening, and those numbers will be with you in the morning.
Okay, so from the numbers that were available, the last set of numbers were available on a Sunday, I think it was, the latest ones up on the vaccination dashboard from the Ministry of Health. Counties Manukau is one of the worst areas, with only 50% of Māori having the first dose versus 84% of non-Māori. Have we had all the low-hanging fruit here in terms of getting people to come forward and get vaccinated, and are we now in the bit that is a real grind?
I don't think so. I think we've still got a lot of accessibility work to increase those vaccination rates. So we're working with our Māori and Pacifica partners to ensure that we're getting out into those communities with their trusted providers to make sure that they're both getting the information that they need to get vaccinated, and to ensure that it's a program of work that ensures they come back for a second dose as well.
So when you say making sure that they've got the information, do you think that in the groups that are lagging behind, do they know about the vaccination program? Do they know where to get the dose from? Do they have all that information? And is it then about, well, not wanting it?
I don't think so. I think it's about connection. I think it's about kanohi ki te kanohi, having that discussion with people, knowing the people that are talking to you, your trusted providers. I think highline messaging is important to make it aware, but actually a lot of these people are searching for information from their trusted providers.
So do you need to go door to door then? With vaccinations, not just with information. So you've got the buses, right?
Yeah.
Do you need to pull up into a street, roll out, knock on the door, have the face-to-face conversation, and then say, hey, the bus is here, let's step over and get the jab?
I think that's where I would like to see the program moving towards. Obviously, with alert levels and the risk of community transmission, obviously that hampered us a little bit to be able to do that, but that's definitely the direction we would like to see the program moving.
So when can you do that? Only when you get to level two?
Well, we've started some things already. So this week on Wednesday, we started home visiting for those people who can't leave their home. So there are things that we're able to do even at level three. It's much more convenient at level two in terms of being able to get communities out to be able to vaccinate them. And also just that risk of mixing bubbles, obviously alert level three has hampered us as well.
So when we talk about going door to door, will you do that? With the buses or in some other way?
In some other way. Buses are great because they sort of mobile for us in terms of being able to take all the equipment we want with us. But, you know, not every street can fit a bus down it, so we just need to look at other options.
In terms of those buses, how many have you got on the road now?
At the end of this week, we had 9 buses commissioned. So they were all working and they were handed over. You probably saw the handover this morning to some of our Pacifica providers. So we'll see those buses going out on a sort of an agenda over the next 7 days. So hopefully people will see where they're coming to.
So there are 9 buses that right now are giving out vaccines?
Yep.
And how many did they deliver this week?
We're crunching those numbers to look at how many were delivered. On average, a bus is probably delivering about 70 to 150, depending on where they go to.
For the week or per day?
Per day, sorry. That should
be. Okay. So the thing is that the Prime Minister, well, she's kind of dangled a carrot, right? The alert level consideration is on October the 4th, and she's indicating that, well, things could look a bit better for the super city if we hit 90% of people with a single dose, but she's also put a rider on that, that she wants all ethnicities to reach that. So can you do it for Pacifica and Māori in about the week and a half you've got left until October the 4th?
We'll definitely give it a good go. I think we just need to look at those numbers to see what uptake we've had over the last week. I can tell you over the last sort of 4 weeks, we've seen a dramatic increase in the rates of Māori and Pacific getting vaccinated. So as long as we can maintain those and get to those hard-to-reach groups that have possibly not necessarily had the opportunity to be vaccinated, we're always hopeful that we'll be able to get there.
Do you set yourself a target? Have you got a weekly target laid out in order to get to that 90%?
The target is difficult because I think the target assumes that that means everyone gets protected. So we don't work on the averages. We work on making sure that we reach everyone who wants to be vaccinated as they're coming forward. So at the moment, we don't have a specific time frame in which we can get to that number, no.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Dr. Anthony Jordan, who's from the Northern Regional Health Coordination Centre Vaccination Program.